Blog Talk Radio.
To all my people in the struggle, you think God's forgotten about you.
Inspiration for the nation.
For the nation. Hot Talk Radio. Inspiration for the nation. Hot Talk Radio.
Expect to hear his voice. The shepherd knows each of his sheep by name, and they know and respond only to his voice. In like manner, Jesus knows our personality, needs, feelings, and desires. He even knows our faults and our sins. Yet he still loves us. He calls out to us and leads us in the way that is best for us. To be set free from the pain of our past, we must respond to the guiding voice of our shepherd who knows us fully and loves us completely. At night, shepherds in Bible times led the flocks to lie down in a sheepfold, an area boxed in by brush or rock. The shepherd slept in the opening and literally became the gate to the sheepfold. He protected the sheep from wild animals and robbers with his own body. Jesus, our gate and our good shepherd, does this for us. By sacrificing his life, he has provided the means for our salvation and protection from temptations and addictions. In Christ, we can find security and serenity even when we fail. God is able to use our sins and failures to bring about our ultimate good if we trust him and his plan for our life. When we entrust ourselves to Jesus, we can feel safe and secure. No one can take us away from him and his care, not even the devil. Such security is sometimes hard for us to grasp emotionally, especially if we have been a victim of abuse. We may have been so emotionally damaged that our life can seem very unsafe, unsure of whom we can trust and not wanting to be hurt again. We keep everyone at a distance, even God. Recovery from abuse can occur only in a safe relationship that God offers to us, in which divine love and protection are expressed. Jesus said that he and the Father are one. This was a clear claim to divinity. Jesus was God in human flesh. He was the one with his Father in essence, in purpose, in words, and in thoughts. All of Jesus' miracles attest to his divine authority, as do the scriptures. Only a God-man could perfectly understand our human weaknesses, command our complete trust. Only the divine miracle worker, Jesus, can effect the everyday and everlasting recovery that we need. So many believers are unsure of their ability to hear God or know his voice. They're always afraid that they won't be able to tell when the Spirit of God is talking to them. What they don't realize is this. Hearing the voice of the Spirit is a privilege that the Bible says belongs to every believer. All we have to do to exercise that privilege is to receive it by faith and put ourselves in a position to hear. Next time the devil tries to tell you that you can't hear God's voice, remember that. Jesus said his sheep will know his voice and a stranger's voice they will not follow. That is a promise of God to you today. You see, the Spirit of God will never guide you in opposition to the written word of God. So if you're not familiar with what the word says, you'll find it more difficult to discern his leading. Get familiar with God's voice by meditating and studying the word of God. Follow God's instruction to Joshua and meditate on it day and night. Act on what you find.
Come on, make some noise up in this house tonight. Come on, make some noise. Come on.
To all my people in the struggle, you think God's forgotten about you.
Inspiration for the nation. For the nation. Hot Talk Radio. Inspiration for the nation. Hot Talk Radio. Inspiration for the nation.
You in your car, you at the house, on your job, be encouraged, boo.
Woo, let's go.
God for yourself. When you are all alone, not knowing what to do, not knowing your next step, wondering which way do I go, try God. When you can't share what's going on in your life, not even to your best friend or spouse, try God. The decisions we make will either make us or break us. So what should a person do? Try God. Feeling hurt, wounded, or even betrayed, alone, confused, about to lose your mind, try God. He will sustain you. He will never leave you. You might be going through it because he is probably trying to get your attention. Don't ignore it. Embrace it and try God. God is the only one who has never let me down, who has always been around, even when things didn't go my way, even when tragedy struck. I was angry, confused, upset. I just couldn't understand, but I still tried God. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Things and people are only in our lives for a season, so we must not become too attached. There are some people in place to elevate you while others are there to tear you down. You must let go and let God, and remember that all things work together for the good of them that love him who are called according to his purpose. My motto is to try God and to get to know him for yourself. Don't miss out on the purpose and destiny that he has in store for you. Press your way through circumstances, through life trials. Even if you can't see your way, press and look to him, and he will give you rest. So instead of wondering about it,
I worship and adore you. No one else.
To all my people in the struggle, you think God's forgotten about you.
Inspiration for the nation. For the nation. Hot Talk Radio. Inspiration for the nation. Hot Talk Radio. Inspiration for the nation.
You in your car, you at the house, on your job, be encouraged, boo.
Woo, let's go.
Long way. That's why we love
inspiration
you.
For the nation.